This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. It's nice we can get together this way. I am aware we come from many different places, many different circumstances, and yet I do teach with confidence that whatever your motivation, whatever your situation, probably meditation can make sense. If it's your first time, I would emphasize that the basics are relatively simple and doable. And even when we are hoping for big changes, perhaps, in the way we relate to our experience, nonetheless, what we actually do is relatively small. And so we don't try to use force in our own minds or in our own experience. We're not trying to make something happen by willpower, even as we can hope for some changes, perhaps. So we bring attention. We have attention. We have ability to decide where to place our attention. And we do it in a way that can seem unusual, insofar as we ask ourselves to pay attention to elements of our actual experience that are relatively unexciting. And the fact that they are unexciting is an important feature of where we place attention, because the idea is focusing attention on something relatively neutral, unexciting, keeping the attention there for a while, our minds naturally become more calm, more clear, more stable, and so forth. And so this is a foundation for most, not all, but most forms of meditation of which I'm familiar. And in mindfulness practice, we begin this way. It will focus on sounds, on sensations in our bodies, the sensations of a normal breath. And then with mindfulness practice, we also keep paying attention in those moments when we realize that the attention has drifted away from the breath. And this will happen for all of us. As human beings, our minds do tend to move quickly from one thing to another. It's not a bad thing. It's part of kind of being intelligent in a way. And in this context, it can be frustrating when it feels like we really want to learn what it is like for us to stay with the breath for a while, and yet our mind keeps flitting to the grocery list or some worry that we have and so forth. And so in mindfulness, when we practice, when we notice the attention has drifted, we just take stock for a moment. You know, what is happening? We recognize what's happening. There probably is emotion in play, some degree of excitement or fear and so forth. So these also can be paid attention to. And so there is that invitation just to be real, not trying to change or fix so much as just notice what is real. And then without having fixed or changed anything, bringing the attention back. And over time, things do get fixed or changed in a way. In the sense that we definitely can learn skills for cultivating more kindness, more for ourselves, for others, more kind of have more skill in working with the difficult states that are parts of our lives and so forth. So let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Most of us will find it easier with the eyes closed. Either way is fine though. You might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in breath and out breath, just one way to begin. Maybe even a sigh with the out breath. Letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear. Meaning, in the midst of everything else, so you don't have to stop other things to do this, in the midst of whatever else may be happening, you may have some pain in your body or something like that. So you don't have to get all that quiet, but just in the midst of whatever is happening, notice that you can decide to focus primarily on the sounds that you can hear. And we don't try to hear everything or make a list or keep track. Just noticing moment after moment some of the sounds that are present. And this, so this is doable and it's almost easy. It seems too easy. No. Admittedly, it's hard to do for any length of time because our minds can be so active. So we don't get rigid about being perfect. Ideally, I mean, many of us are rigid about being perfect, but we kind of take a break from that insofar as we can. So you could stay with sounds as much as you wish, come back to sounds. It's good to have that option. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body now and just notice kind of the same frame of mind as with sounds, just noticing what there is, not trying to feel everything or keep track, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Not trying to get something out of any of these sensations, just noticing what there is to notice. You might notice thoughts, of course, judgments maybe, about how you know, sensations we like or dislike and so forth. So we're not banishing thought so much as just letting it kind of be, you know, just like whatever thoughts come and go in this meditation, that's fine. We certainly don't have to squelch them. We do try to keep ourselves from getting pulled into one thought after another, but that'll happen. So we don't have to even be kind of uptight about preventing that, just noticing and then coming back to feel of our bodies. So we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice the sensations connected with the normal breath. Now, so not breathing deeply the way we began, just letting the breath take place. There are sensations, abdomen, chest, opening of the nose, where we can feel something typically as the normal breath takes place. So how do you know when the in-breath begins? Probably sensations, right? Slight rising, tensing in the abdomen, the chest, a flow of fine sensations at the opening of the nose. So this is somewhat subtle, but it still can be noticeable. And for many of us, much of the time, most of the time, these sensations will be neutral. So pretty good objects for our purposes to pay attention to. Just knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. The breath doesn't feel quite right. Can focus on sensations elsewhere in the body, such as in the hands or the feet, or come back to sounds. But here again, we don't try to get it perfect so much as just kind of find somewhere that seems good enough And just try to keep the attention there, opening the nose, chest, abdomen. Knowing when the in-breath begins, the out-breath begins. So believe it or not, you know, this activity is quite important for us as humans, potentially. Can help us. It seems almost like difficult to believe, perhaps, but it definitely is a way of creating the conditions for more clarity, more calmness, more peace in the midst of whatever else may be happening. So it's worth some effort. But then, of course, keeping in mind that no matter how hard we try, sometimes because we're trying harder than necessary, we'll have thoughts, our attention will drift. So again, we practice mindfulness in those moments, meaning just be aware, thinking, planning, worrying, maybe a quiet whisper of a label, thinking, planning, worrying, whatever, often emotions in the neighborhood, excitement, anxiety, fear, joy. So just maybe even that recognition, feeling that in your body, coming back to the breath. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. Thank you. It's good to practice with you this way. It's sort of important, you know. Obviously, I feel that way. Otherwise, I wouldn't keep showing up here or wouldn't practice every day the way I do. And it also is a sort of ongoing surprise in a way that these methods actually work. Even after 40 years of doing it consistently, it still is like, whoa, that's interesting. The way that the mind can settle and that it experienced as good and as important. And I know there are many in the chat, in the group today, who know this too really well. And if you're new and that was just like kind of feeling like make-believe, like the entire time, like, what am I doing? That's not unusual, right? And what you can do perhaps is just like ask, were there any moments where it sort of did make sense? And that's where we can begin to build some confidence that this is indeed worth taking time to do. I know that for some people just beginning, it can be interesting and sort of revelatory to see how our minds are working. But often it's just because there's just one damn thought after another. I have a close friend who actually was quite influential in getting me interested into meditation when I was a grad student. And she said that when she started to meditate on a retreat, it was just like watching one movie after another, but movies her mind was making up, you know. And so we will have differing experiences when we do this. And for all of us, there will be questions that are really great questions that can arise. And the kind of appreciating those questions is part of the process, right? Sometimes, though, it can be useful to get some guidance. In general, with thoughts, we don't try to squelch thoughts, right? It's a big misconception that in order to meditate, we somehow need to clear our minds first. It's common enough a belief that it's turned into a pet peeve of mine as a meditation teacher, having many, many students over the years kind of be happy they're in a meditation class with me and saying, you know, I tried to meditate in the 90s, but I couldn't clear my mind, so I decided I wasn't cut out for it. And I'm like, oh dear, you were misinformed, right? We do not have to try to clear our minds by sheer willpower. Yes, there can be times when the mind gets more concentrated where there is quite a lot of openness and not a lot of thoughts. And for me, at any rate, those are beautiful and they're great and interesting and like, what's going on? And they're often like interrupted with a thought of the form, I'm not thinking. Right. And so as human beings, we think, and it's a skill we have. It's, you know, it's an amazing skill to be able to form thoughts, right? You know, just images, abstract thoughts, so that we can picture our friends even when they're not present, or that we can ask ourselves about, you know, what happens if we combine six objects and 12 objects. And we get a certain number of objects. We can do this, right? And it's not like a kind of a flaw so much as a tremendous capacity that we have. And so in meditation, when we're not doing other things that are stimulating and so forth, sometimes thoughts can spring to life. And so... Excuse me, we don't have to squelch those thoughts, but we can be skillful with them. We don't want, kind of the flip side is, we don't want to just spend the entire meditation period mulling things over one thought after another. So that's where we can make some effort To just notice the thinking and then redirect the attention back to the breath or and so forth. So we do make effort to keep our kind of attention stable, but I have COVID, by the way. I'm fine. I'm fine. By the way, last week, when I was streaming from the Atlanta airport, did I make any promises? And if someone makes a promise when they have COVID, but they don't know it, is it really a promise? I promised I did make promises. It's funny. I am really super fine. This is the first time I've coughed. I'm recovered, basically. If anything, I have a rebound, but I haven't been talking. So that's the the cough. Or maybe it's just like my higher wisdom is interrupting my lecture. In any case, we can work with thoughts. We don't have to find a solution in advance, right? And so we kind of make that effort to keep the attention with the breath. We get pulled away, we come back. And there can be times where we see a pattern of thought where it's like very familiar. And we know our minds kind of going through this routine. And sometimes we can see that this is actually not helping me to be going through this. It might be resentment towards someone, or it might be a problem that we have that we know we need to work out, but we've already thought about it a lot. It might be that our neighbors installed an air conditioner on the roof next door that's kind of too loud. And there is a process that's been going on for 3 years. If I weren't coughing so much, I would tell you my problems. When these come up in meditation, there can be a time where we still don't try to squelch, but we can actually replace the patterns of thoughts that are negative. And that's where kind of doing kindness practice or compassion practice can be very skillful, just replacing that pattern of thoughts with a different pattern. So I have not been coughing. I swear. I actually tested negative this morning, so I'm over it. I might be a little bit on the rebound. My sister says that people get a little rebound sometimes these days. But I think it's time to close shop. Thank you for your attention. It's great to be with you. And we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit UCLAhealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.